There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night, I'm not going to tell you it was impossible because it's early in the season and you're still trying to figure out your team. But I will tell you, with all the injuries, it was probably improbable that the Hawks were going to play as well as they did last night.
Right.
And they needed some help. And we left Flowery Branch saying, who's going to step up? DeAndre Hunter, oh, he's not playing. Who's playing? Who's healthy? And last night, we got a taste of maybe what's to come with Zachary Richaché. Now, just to put this in context, the kid had 22, I think, in the first half, ends up with 33. And, Mike, when you start talking about, okay, what does this look like for a guy that played a career-high 37 minutes last night, it's the fourth youngest player in NBA history since 1977 and 78 to finish a game with 30 points and zero turnovers. Those guys are LeBron James, who was 19 years old when he did it, a guy named Kobe, who was 19 when he did it. LaMelo Ball also has achieved this, and now Richaché.
Oof.
Guys, what he showed you last night was, Mike, he can shoot it. And when he's left open, again, you know, he's still kind of filling out the NBA and learning his way. But this is why you drafted him. He can flat-out shoot it, and he was knocking threes down all night last night.
And it wasn't like they were designing plays for him. I mean, a lot of this stuff was coming, you know, whether it was a rebound or a loose ball. He was just making his own thing happen. Other than missing a couple of free throws, hey, they even let him take the – how about when they let him take the technical shot? That's when I was like, wow.
It's great.
Letting the rookie take the tee, I thought that was great. And then after the game, we'll play the soundbite for you. Basically, coach says to him, hey, take every blanking shot. Something that we've laughed about for years. Carl and I, you know, I've worked with Carl and I've known Carl going on 20 years. I've been through so many Atlanta basketball coaches. Mike Woodson, rookie? No way. You know, anybody, even Nate, if we're honest. You know, it's hard to get the guys these reps and get them these game experiences. And I will give Coach all the credit in the world because he let this kid let the game evolve and let this kid learn as he's doing. And last night, Carl, he was electrifying.
He was, Mike, for this team to do anything, he's going to have to be this guy.
And let's hope that
he's going to have to be this guy.
I don't understand. Like, it doesn't matter now. But I thought A.J. Griffin, Quinn Snyder, was going to try the same thing. Maybe, again, issues off the court, whatever, never going to happen. But this kid, he's playing with a looseness, a coolness, and he looks like a string bean. Where did he get some size on him?
No doubt. 404-726-0929, a career night for Zachary Richaché. Dyson Daniels also did a terrific job defensively on Brunson. That's kind of the unspoken thing here. It's one thing for Richaché to knock down shots and play as well as he did. This Dyson Daniels, man, is as advertised with the defense, Mike. He did a terrific job on Brunson last night. Hawks win the game, and I want you to hear the end of the call because there were some moments in this game last night. Steve Holman, you know, took offense to some of the Knicks fans and what was going on. Even Trey told these guys to go home last night. It's funny. Knicks show up, and we say it all the time, a bunch of Knicks fans here right. In Atlanta, and they show out. And that's why it always feels good to beat the Knicks, the Cowboys. We talk about it. The Lakers, pick your team. But here is the last and final call last night as the Hawks beat them.
And it was great last night as our good friend Tigger on the microphone at the end talking to Trey in the arena.
Yeah.
And Trey basically telling those Knicks fans to hit the exits when they started booing him because, as you know, Trey still lives rent-free in Knicks fans' heads.
Well, let's hear that because I thought it was the best thing he said in a few years. Like, I'd love to see this confident Trey every night because we know when he's playing like this, he's almost unstoppable. Let's hear it. Now, that's in arena, okay?
So, I love it. That's on the PA right there sitting on the scorer's table.
You don't get to see that at home on television, but that's in arena. In arena, I loved it, and I want to see more of that. I mean, you know, I almost wish we could put a Knicks uniform on every damn team that Trey plays because for whatever reason, man, he gets up and plays well. He is leading the league, by the way, in assists. He played well last night, but the storyline was really about the rookie, man, and the number one overall pick. And here's what I'm getting to, Mike. Not telling you he is going to be a LeBron or Magic or any of these guys. But what you need to see is, did we get the right guy? And now you say, okay, he shoots it, he can put it on the floor, he's playing defense, he can block shots, he's double-digit rebounded. Like, you start to believe, maybe we got the right guy.
Well, two things. You know, you need a while because, as we know, in the case of the NBA, it takes almost 3 years to develop. And nobody wants to hear that. I know I don't want to hear that.
No.
But this kid was playing professional basketball in Europe, which I think matters. And so was Alexander Sarr. And that was the great debate. Do you take the big man that we need, you go get Sarr or Risacher? And I'll tell you what, the most that Sarr has had in a loss to Miami was 17 for the Washington Wizards. So that's been his highlight. This kid goes for 30. You just gave him the pantheon of players that he's up there with as far as a rookie performance goes without saying.
It is, man. How do you guys feel? And, Chris, let's get a poll up. Turtles hanging out with us here at Taco Mac. We, again, are in Marietta right off of Dallas Highway. Did we get this right? Did we find a star in Risacher?
You know what I say?
What'd you say?
We.
We.
We,
is
we.
It?
We, we. Yo, this kid looks great. The vibe we talked about, you know, Trey's. By the way, Trey's defense last night, good.
He's playing well, man.
Two turnovers, including one late.
Here's the problem, Mike. When you're losing and your injuries, you know, people looking at your team, you're depleted. I agree with Coach Quinn. He said this the other night. Trey's making the right plays. You got to give up the ball when they're trapping and double teaming you. And if you don't, you know, shoot it well, so be it. But he's making the right plays, and to your point, I do think his defense is improved.
When your offense is struggling, you can always play defense. Defense can always keep you in a game, and the bench scoring was really non-existent other than Gary Bird going for 9.
Yep.
It was all Trey and Risacher talked about the great job. Jalen Johnson snatching that rebound, wrestling the ball away, kicks it to Trey, and then Trey, how many times you and I with Capella, flush it, Clint, and Clint gets up, puts it down.
Yeah. I've said this before the season started. You guys heard me. I think Jalen Johnson can be an all-star this year. And I know it's going to be hard because there are more name brands in front of him.
Right.
Your team has to win, which means
that's the only way to advance.
We're going to get in the spotlight. But let me tell you something. He's playing like this every night. And if you're watching, Jalen Johnson is fun, man. I said it. He's trying to put people in the rim. I love the way he finishes around the rim. And he's shooting the 3-2, Mike. He's not afraid to shoot it. So, you know, it's funny. A few years ago, we thought a guy named John Collins would be playing like this.
Right.
This is what we thought John would be. Jalen is exactly what we thought he would
now,
be.
Now, again, I'll just mention him once today. If DeAndre Hunter can ever get his butt
Who?
Out of – Yeah. If DeAndre Hunter can ever get off the injured list with these guys, if Risacher continues to shoot like this, Jalen Johnson shoots, then okay, Hunter, you can just play defense. Okay, then we don't need you to try to do anything offensively. Yes, it would be nice if you could put some offensive game together in the half court.
Yeah, no doubt.
But at least be the defender we thought we got out of UVA when we drafted you, which even then that's inconsistent in my mind.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, man. They are headed up to Detroit, and then they're coming back home for back-to-back. Actually, it's Detroit, and then they're back home for Chicago on Saturday. So it's Friday, Saturday, no game tonight. Hey, man, come on out and hang out with us.
Zachary Risacher.
Yeah, man.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.